Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth. Bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
All right, thank you, Ozzy. Okay, today I want to talk about online co-writing. Now, ever since a lot of the craziness in the world over the last couple of years, a lot of folks had to stay home and not go to writers' rooms in New York, LA, Nashville, wherever you might be. They weren't in the room with other writers. So what do you do if you're like me and you're a songwriter who does not write alone? You see, I'm a lyricist by trade. So if I'm going to finish a song, especially at a pro level, I need to have another writer in the room with me, or at least in the digital room. So today, I want to talk about writing songs online. See, I've been writing online for a while, and the first time I did it was part of a 3-way write with me, Jay, and Brian. Now, all of us were in Nashville, but Jay couldn't make it that day because his kid was sick. So Brian and I got together, and we just Skyped Jay in. Jay could be home, be a good daddy, and we could still work on the song. So that was kind of a new thing for me, and it was kind of odd, and we laughed about it, but it was all right, and we got a good song out of it that actually ended up getting recorded on a project. Since then, I've just done it more and more, and I also write with people around the world. And of course, I do a lot of coaching sessions too through songwritingpro.com. So I've spent a lot of time on these different platforms, meeting with writers, whether it's a coaching session or an online co-write, and I'm pretty comfortable with it now. But I know a lot of people aren't. But I just want to encourage you to look into it. Give it a try. The past few years of social distancing and staying at home was rough, but ask yourself, what does this make possible? I think a lot of people are more open to writing online than they've been in a long time because they don't want to leave the house, right? Maybe they want to save on gas. They don't like the commute. Nashville's gotten really busy and that traffic can be a bear and take up a lot of your day. They've learned over the past few years that they don't have to leave the house. So for them, if they're going to write a song online with somebody, it really doesn't matter if that person is across town in Nashville or across the world. As long as the time zones work out, you might as well be anywhere. So take advantage of that. Some good platforms are Zoom, which is what I use a lot for my workshops and coaching sessions and co-writes. You can also use Skype, FaceTime, and there are others. So just there are many that are free or inexpensive to use, and you can check into those on your own and see what's going to work for you and your situation. I just want to encourage you to look into online co-writing as a possibility because it could change your career. Personally, I've gotten cuts in Canada and Australia with artists that are living in those countries, and I didn't have to shell out for a plane ticket. We worked it all online, and it got on the radio in those places. So it's a beautiful opportunity, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial, a lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
Hello, this is Fox Beyer. I'm a longtime climber and member of Songwriting Pro. I want to take this opportunity to express how Songwriting Pro and the Climb podcast have been so beneficial in my songwriting journey. Through the advice, techniques presented in both Songwriting Pro and the Climb podcast, my co-writes and lyrics have gotten to a point where we have pitched them to major label artists. And all of this would not have been possible without Songwriting Pro and the Climb podcast.
3 Minutes in the Truth.
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 Can you say 3 Minutes in the Truth, Hazel?
Okay.
Close enough.